We think of Jesus Christ when he was here on earth, his first years of his ministry, all the tinsel was hanging everywhere. The second year of his ministry, they begin to accuse him and call him Beelzebub and so forth. The third year, they killed him. See, that's the way it goes always. The first years of the Pentecostal church, it was wonderful. Right away, there was a persecution coming the second year and scattered them everywhere. The third and fourth year, they began to find people, just a little bitty groups. Like there was five men besides four or five women. That was a church. See how it is? It's always that way. Just God sends out a great gospel net, and he throws it. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who went to the sea and threw in a net. And when he drew the net in, he had everything. It wallowed in the sea, he had it in the net. He had fish, he had turtles, he had water spiders, he had serpents, he had everything. Now, it's not our business as preachers to say this is fish and this is that. We just pull the gospel net, and then it isn't long when you see a revival go on, many people get saved and praise the Lord. But see, some of those are fish. And some of them are, we'd say, turtles. It isn't very long to say, well, I didn't believe there's anything to it after all. And here he goes running right on back into the puddle again. The old water spider, you know, plop, plop, plop. I told you that wasn't right after all. Well, he goes back to the water, and the serpent will start hissing, saying, I don't like the way they do this thing. Right on back to the water it goes. But there's some fish in there, too. God knows. They're a fish by nature. He's a spider by nature. He's a serpent by nature. And God is the one who does the election and the calling. And it's just our business to preach the gospel. Is that right? God does the calling. One plants, another waters, and God takes the increase.